Jajay Susie. Thank you, Jajay Susie.
Thank you, Jajay Susie, Jah Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We love you. We praise you. We are gratified to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria to you, Holy Spirit, eternal fire, Jah Susie Christ, eternal fire, new and everlasting covenant. On March 8th, we adore you, sweet Christ. Namaste, sweet Jesus.
Thank you, Jah Jesus, the eternal spirit that dwells within each one of us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for covering our body with your power of the Ghost Holy. So be it.
Yes, Jay Susie, we thank you, baby. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you dwell in us. We just glorify you, sweetheart, darling baby. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for living inside of us.
We thank you, Jah Jesus, the Son of God, who stands reigning over this planet. We thank you for your creation here. We thank you for creating our bodies. We thank you for creating this planet. We thank you for creating trillions of planets. The Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah, baby. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for Marshall Lynch and the Seattle, Washington, Northwest, that he signed a three-year contract, the three-season 2015, 2016, 2017 football with Seattle. We thank you for Marsha Lynch signing back with Seattle. We honor you. I thank you, Marsha, for doing it. I love you dearly. I have on a Seahawks jersey right now in your honor. In the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, ding on the soul. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We honor you forever and ever and ever. Holy Ghost.
We thank you and we love you, Jesus, the Son of God. The reigning king, the Lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We thank you for your love for this planet. We thank you for your honor, for being present here. Because of you, we're here. Every being on this planet is gratified because of you. We wouldn't be here because of you. We wouldn't have these bodies because of you. We wouldn't have the eternal spirit, which is Jesus' eternal spirit, in us because of you. You twist the arm of our Heavenly Father, Allah Jehovah, to make this happen. And I thank you, and I'm gratified for that. It's an honor to be on this planet. As the Father said, this is the most wickedest planet. He likes coming out here causing trouble, but he loves this planet, and you do too. And we thank you for your love. God, Jesus, eternal spirit, Holy Ghost, thank you for dwelling within me. I love you. I praise you. I'm gratified to you. You're closer than hands and feet. You're with me 24-7. You're always here. You don't skip a beat. You make my heart beat. Thank you, God, Jesus, eternal spirit. I love you. I'm gratified to you. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for when I work, anything I do on the planet, you are there. You are helping me all the time. Every millisecond, you're there. I can call your name all the time. I'm always in prayer. I'm always in union with you because I live with you because you are inside of me 24-7. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Glory to Jesus. We are live thanking Jesus Christ, the eternal energy for vibrating in our souls. We are excited because the name of power, all the prophets of old time, all the prophets of the New Testament time, all the prophets and the leaders in between and the high priest recognize that the name of Jesus, a.k.a. known as Jesus Christ, is the one power of the universe. Before time was time, before the beginning of time, there was the divine power of the universe, the eternal light of Christ, the eternal fire of the universe.
You got that right, baby. Jesus' eternal spirit has always been present. It was before time was time. Jesus himself came out of that eternal spirit.
Yes.
The Allah Jehovah came out of the spirit. These two magnificent beings came out of that spirit. Why don't you think that we should be praising that spirit? They are praising in the spirit. Jesus is praising that eternal spirit. When he said, my Father within me, I go to my Father, he was talking about the Father within. the Christ within, the Ghost Holy within. Don't you think that the Heavenly Father, Allah Jehovah was? He does whatever his Father does, the Heavenly Father. So he was praising the Ghost Holy. So we should definitely be praising that Ghost Holy 24/7, all the time. It's always with you. It's never away from you. It's in you. It dwells within you. It's your inner consciousness. It tells you what to do. It guides you. Many of you have all kinds of things that happen magnificent in your life because of this Ghost Holy. It saved your life, many of you. It tells you where to go. It does a lot of things, this Ghost Holy. You should treasure it. That's your jewel that you should be treasuring. That jewel is precious because that jewel can help you in every situation, in your health, which is your greatest wealth. That's why Jesus was a healing God. You have to be well. If you're not well, you can't work, you can't pray, you can't do anything. You won't be happy. So that Jesus, eternal spirit, is a healing power. That's the healing power that Jesus used. That's the healing power that each of my brothers and sisters have within them. It's raining. It can heal you from all kinds of that Ghost Holy, whatever I call it. I call it the Ghost Holy. I call it the Holy Spirit. I call it Jesus Spirit. That's the name of it, Jesus Spirit. That's the most powerful name in the universe. That when you say that name, it just rocks. I'm telling you, the atoms just rock around you. When you say Jesus, baby, they light up. I mean, that's just a power in itself. It's hard to say it, to put in the words, but by saying Jesus or Jesus, the most ancient, it's a power that it just radiates through you. It's a power, even in the church, when people start saying Jesus, they have to stand up. You know why? It's the name of power. It's the authority. It got the authority over the devils. The devils ain't got nothing over there. They start running. I know some songs they were saying, the devil got me running. How has the devil got you? When you into the true God and you have the true eternal spirit, the Ghost Holy in you, how is you going to be running? The devil should be running from you. You got the power. You're the magnificent being. You have the Ghost Holy, and that Ghost Holy it just runs all over. Just like Marshall Lynch. He signed with the Seahawks.
That brother
signed with back with the Seahawks, the Ghost Holy. Well, okay, that motivated him to sign, I think, a 3-year. My brother said it was one year. Then he got to 3 years. I mean, Seattle Seahawks, baby. We're moving again next year. We're going to be doing it again next year. Everybody's rooting for you, the Seattle Seahawks. What's happening, my brother, in that Boston, Massachusetts? They're getting more snow, more storms. You guys better wake up and start praising Jesus, because Jesus releases that.
Yeah, baby. Last night, around 7 o'clock at night, Boston, Massachusetts, and Salem, Massachusetts, the capital of the Witch Kingdom over there in the East Coast, at the present tense, they can change. They had another storm predicted 5 inches in New Hampshire, but then Massachusetts over there in the Boston area, 17 inches of snow coming down as we speak, slipping, sliding, ducking and hiding, shucking and jiving, slipping on the ice. I don't know if God is over there. I think he went on strike again because they're doing blunts over there in Washington, D.C.
What's happened with that blunt? That's federal territory. They legalized marijuana over there. Is that John Boehner Boner? I approve of this message. Is that John Boehner Boner over there doing that?
I think so. Over in the Speaker of the House in that National District of Columbia area in the United States, they said that they cannot mess with it on the federal property. But you know, when those senators in the House, Speaker in the Congress, you know, they kind of get kind of woozy, and they may get together, and I don't know, sometimes they may get kind of under pressure, and they might sneak a little hint, and they might say, "Ooh, take a chug. is this a Congress meeting? What we supposed to veto against the president? What the hell? I'm John Boehner. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm over here, you know, Speaker of the House, and we're supposed to work with the president. Oh, I don't took another charge.
I'm
I'm John Bonavader, and I approve of this message.
That's right. Hell, I'm going to be running for the president next season. I never know. Bless John Boehner.
Yeah, we love John Boehner.
Yes.
Okay. But anyway, that's kind of interesting that
yes,
it was
Washington, D.C.
Now you got Colorado State. First hit, we got Washington State.
Yes.
Then we got Colorado State. Now we got
Washington
D.C.
And I heard Alaska State, they can do it too. And that's in the United States of America. Sorry to say, they got four states that's on the groove with the boo, with the blunt. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, sweetheart. Everybody's looking for a high. You see, we mentioned this, and we have a sister Yuma with it. But we mentioned this to let the people know, hey, everybody on the planet is looking for a high. And the Most High, Jehovah Elyon. Jehovah Elyon means the Most High God, supreme energy. Jesus Christ, the name of Elyon's energy, or the vibration of Holy Ghost, that's the power, sweetheart. You heard my brother say back in, early in the beginning that this eternal energy, this omnipresent Christ energy, this glorious Christ fire that saturates in our temple being, it is mandatory for us to praise this eternal power. You make love to the inmost power, the most intimate flow of Jesus Christ energy. This vibration, it helps what's our engineer?
Don
and Doug.
Doug
was doing the planting, and he was speaking about the planting and how he talked to the seeds to get them going, like, let's get with it. We have the power to talk to the seeds, just like we have power to bring rain in the Puget Sound region, to bring rain and snow in the mountains in the Puget Sound region. And if you wicked folks on the East Coast wake up, now we're not judging you, but we try to get the storm out, but Jesus keeps vetoing the bill because them niggas over there, they need to get right with Jesus. And we're telling you, sweetheart, wake up, Ohio. Wake up, New Jersey. Wake up, New York. Wake up, New Hampshire. Wake up, Massachusetts. Wake up, Florida. Wake up, Georgia. Wake up, Kentucky and Indiana and a blizzard conditions over there in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wake up, Madison, Wisconsin. Wake up. We're giving you a weather report. We're going to give you 0 degree temperatures if you don't wake up because they killed another black guy in Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. The police, I didn't get the full skinny, but I heard they stopped a traffic stop. And the young lad was 19 years old, and the white cop shot another guy. What do we do? Should we protest? Should we riot? Should we burn the Capitol down in Wisconsin? What shall we do, my brother?
Well, you should protest. They said he was trying to grab the policeman's gun, the officer's son, and then there's a lot of people with cameras. You got so many cameras going on. They said, no, no, no. And then he shot the guy with six times?
I believe so.
I mean, like suicide. I mean, like, come on. I mean, like, you want to kill a guy for, you know, like that? And they said he didn't. I guess they may have it on film. I don't know. But just like the other guy over here in Pascal, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he got shot 17 times.
In the United States.
Three
right?
policemen running after him, you know, and they could have tasered him down, but no, they shot him, said suicide, and he was throwing rocks. He shouldn't have been throwing rocks.
Right.
You know, he shouldn't have been throwing rocks. He got fired from his job, got kicked off throwing rocks at cars, then he started throwing at the policeman, but you don't kill a nigga for that.
That's right.
You don't shoot people. If you're Spanish or if you're African American or if you're Caucasian American,
it doesn't matter. Right.
Cops, you got to get it together. You got to get your adrenaline gland, like we talked about, together because you're here to serve and protect,
right?
Not to kill, you know.
That's right.
Serve and protect. You don't just kill a nigga for no reason at all.
That's right. You get that right, my brother, because it's too much killing of the young people, and that murder spirit is really strong with the department of the police force. And another thing, while we're on the news with the police, I'm sure your people heard about the St. Louis, Missouri, Ferguson area, as St. Louis County, Ferguson, Missouri, Missouri area, how that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and Eric Holder, the big shot, they went over there and they found, we're saying it's not to bring anybody down, but just to work you people up. that they found that the police department, 97% of them are acting negative against the blacks in that area, and they would give them tickets, and they had to pay the full amount. Most states you can pay in installments, and if they didn't have the money, they just threw the guys in jail. And so stuff like that was going on. Then they had somebody making fun of the president and said he was a monkey, he looked like a monkey. So the police, three police, I believe, got terminated or some quit, but they had to fire one for sure. And so, you know, this is not the right way to act in the United States of America or any place in the planet, especially a democracy that's standing up for freedom and for justice, for God and Jesus and for nations. And so, therefore, we urge you, police department, get your act together or fire yourselves. Because they were thinking about dismantling the entire police department in Ferguson and maybe have the county take over or something. I say do it. If they don't want to do right, and, you know, they've been around for a long time, they got that prejudice spirit that needs to go away. But see what it is? You people, your adrenaline is getting out of control. You got a badge number. You got a gun. You happy-fy. I gun happy. Let's kill a nigga. Kill him down. Shoot him, regardless of them. You see, but you got to work out, people, this is 2015 A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this racism, this bigotry, this hatred, this malice, it's got to stop always. Don't hate the whites. Don't hate the Spanish. Don't hate the blacks. Don't hate the Hungarians. Don't hate the Afrikaans. Don't hate the Latinos. Don't hate the Mexicans. You don't hate nobody. None people that the Malaysians, Asia. You see, sweethearts, when you hate like that, You are close to blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost, the eternal spirit, is all love. That's the love of Christ's substance. That's the eternal vibration that keep our heartbeat, keep our blood flowing, keep our arteries and veins open, keep our brain cells manifesting love, life, and liberty. And so, therefore, with this hatred, it has to stop. We are lovers of the light of Christ. We are lovers of the world. We are lovers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we implore you, the police department over there in Waukegan, Illinois, and the police department over there in Missouri, of the Ferguson, and over there in Madison, Wisconsin, and over there in Cleveland, Ohio. They killed a young lad, 12 years old, a two-second warning. The police just drove by. They saw a toy gun and just went, pow, pow, pow. You don't do stuff like that. You're going to be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ for taking one of his little kids out of the planet. What is these people coming to? They like trouble. They like wickedness. They stir up their emotions. You see, sweetheart, you need to commune with your subconscious mind, where the Holy Ghost dwelleth, where the Holy Ghost is enthroned, if you permit. And as you commune with this divine Holy Spirit energy, and you need to get yourself under control by submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ to be a representative of truth. Because if you keep on doing this, you're going to become like China, a takeover, a communist country. You see, because America has gone wild. You heard of Girls Gone Wild in Florida, Daytona Beach, Florida. Well, and they got lesbians gone wild in Bellingham, Washington, in the USA. And then they got marijuana gone wild in Amsterdam. And you can have whores in the window, and it's so much happening on planet Earth. No wonder the fathers too like this at planet Earth, because it's so much action. It's all action going on, crazy stuff, wild adrenaline under control. I tell you, sweetheart, you don't want your blood pressure to go high. You want your blood pressure to be stabilized. And if you want it to be stabilized, you got to commune with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power of Jesus Christ. You heard us talk about earlier. If you are a true Christian, if you are a true worshiper of Jesus Christ, and if you believe in the person of Jesus Christ, you would get into the glory and praise of Holy Spirit, light of Christ. You know, my brother, I thought I lost my passport this morning. I was looking. I said, oh, I got to have my paperwork, because if I go into another country, they're going to say, where were you born? Where did you come from, heaven? And I have to say, yes, I came from heaven, but where else did I come from on the earth? And I said, Holy Spirit, now you know everything, because my eyes do not see at the present. And I know got the schematic of my boudoir, and where I put everything. And I say, now, Holy Spirit, where is my, before I can say, where is my, the Holy Spirit already, my brother, directed me, sweetheart, to the paperwork of the passport and the important documentation. You see, we, not only do you use the Holy Spirit or glorify the Holy Spirit on Sunday morning, that's nice for church folks, but you have to live the Holy Spirit every day. We have to name the name of Christ every day. We have to live the vibration of the love of the Christ substance inside the blood. Because if you go to church and you hoop and holler and you clap your hands and you sing and you get excited and you hate somebody outside of the assembly, or let alone hate somebody inside of the assembly, that is not good. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine one, he taught the principle that you should love every human being on the planet, whether you know them or whether you know them not. Stop the destruction and commence the construction. Because if you don't construct the truth, you don't construct the thoughts in your mind, you're going to live a miserable life. But Jesus, like I said, the kingdom of God is inside of you. The kingdom of God is all around you. The kingdom of the Christ light is everywhere present, Christianity, folks, and other people. Stop being lonely. Stop longing for the second coming of Jesus Christ, the person, and get with the Holy Spirit that's already been sent by the Son of God. The Son of God said, I will not leave you orphanless. I will not leave you lonely. That's found in the 13th chapter, 14th, 15th, 16th chapter of St. John. And Acts 4:12, and the apostles say, there is no other name under the heaven than the name of Jesus Christ that humankind can be saved. Acts 2:38 says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, the name of power is what generates the Holy Spirit. The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ. So if we activate the name that the God's Father has given us, exalt the Son of God, then you can be progressive. In the book of the Philippians, the second chapter, it also specified that God has given Jesus Christ the name that which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. And also to the people that want to pray these silly prayers, you need to wake up and start praying to the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty. Why did you make Jesus Christ a second-class citizen? Merry Christmas. Happy Easter. Happy Good Wednesday, sweetheart. I tell you, this resurrected Christ is real. Today is March 8, 2015, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Hebrew calendar, it is 5775. Now, the scripture says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And age is around 2,000 years. Now, if Jesus Christ don't come back until 7,000 AD, in the Hebrew calendar, 7,000, what on earth are you going to do between 5775 right now, and you're going to be lonely and all that long time for the thousands of years? You better wake up, sweethearts, and recognize that the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Almighty Holy Ghost, is on every coast, sweeter than all French toast, more nutrition than beef pot roast. I love Elion, the Holy One, the most. You see, it's imperative, sweet Christians and all other religious people. It is imperative. All Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, atheists, agnostics, humanoids, and people from Spock's planet, I tell you, it is time to recognize the almighty Spirit of Jesus Christ. This ultimate source is in the universe. It's on every planet. It's in every planet. It's in the light of the sun. It's in the moon. It's in every star and every human body. Oh, Christian race, you are living beneath your privileges. Yes, my sweetheart baby, the power of the Holy Ghost is just so major. Like we said, the power of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ is on every planet. And so look, oh ye Christian nations and all the people and all the saints of the Most High God, I tell you, it is time to look within, because the scripture declares the kingdom of Christ is within you and all around you. And that's why I was saying that you should never be lonely. You see, because when you become unbrain dead, and when you fulfill Romans the 12th chapter, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, a lot of Christians are afraid to renew their mind, because when you start talking about the mind, they get kind of nervous. But don't you know the doctors and the neurological people, they deal with the mind, and they tell them, and they have declared that the most humans do not use 92% of their mind power. So if you're using only 8%, you need to wake up, sweetheart. That's why you're growing old, you die, you're wrinkling up, and you're missing out on the divine benefits of the universe that Jesus Christ has placed over here on planet Earth and everywhere else. It is time to explore the mind. How did you explore the mind? You explore the mind through the Christ energy or through the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus declared in the Holy Book of the St. Matthews and the Book of Mark, you shall love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. When you are in love with the most powerful being in the universe and the most powerful force, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, I tell you, sweetheart, you, like my brother say, you think the name and you praise the magnanimous name of Jesus and Jesus, and when that you give the glory to the great name of the Jesus, I tell you, your cells jubilate. They escalate. Your motivation elevated, and you're transformed by the power of Christ.
You got that right, John Jesus, baby. Like my brother said, that power is an everlasting power. We need to get into that. The Christian church right now, they're not into it. They may pray Jesus or Jesus.
Yes.
Amazing. Usually you hear Father. Now, you have to know that when Jesus said Father, he was talking about the internal Father, the eternal one,
yes,
the Christ within him. He was talking about that Father. He wasn't talking about Allah Jehovah. Most of the time, he was talking about the Father within him that's closer than hands and feet. That's what we need to get into, the kingdom of heaven within. Remember, he said the kingdom of heaven is within. It's,
yes,
all around us. It's at hand. It means that it's right here now. You know, people are looking for Jesus to come back. Hey, right now, you should get into the kingdom of Jesus with this eternal spirit. It's within you. It's all around you.
Amen.
You got to move and groove by being still and get in tune into it and praising Jesus to get that power, which is the Holy Spirit, and then you get on your way and start praising that Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And then as you praise that Holy Spirit, you start to become illuminated. You start to become enlightened. You start to become wisdomized. You start to become rich, rich in health, not only in money, but in health, knowledge, and understanding. And that's the main purpose of this Ghost Holy is it is the resurrection power. It is your Savior. Jesus came and did his thing. Now he said, I'm going away, and I'm going to leave you with a power that's going to protect you. It's going to guide you. It's going to be everything you need. You need the power. I got to get the hell out of here because you depend on me too much instead of the power.
That's right.
You need that power. And we have Christians of this earth has neglected this power. It was a time in the 70s, I believe, even the 60s, when they talked about the Holy Ghost power. Now it died out. It's kind of like charismatic. And the charismatic is like a up-tempo beat that keeps going, and you get the music going instead of the Holy Ghost going,
right,
like at my friends over there in Korea.
Yes.
They got it going on. They have angels. They have chefs of life. They're praising all the gifts, the word of wisdom, prophecy. Everything is happening. That's what a live church should be like. You know, people are up 4:30 in the morning, traffic jams, trying to get to church because it's healing going on. It's not no shut in. Like you said, I'm going to give you the shut in list. You're supposed to be praying for them, and they should be healed. That's a real church. If it's not doing that, you should get the hell out of there. Basically, you need to depend on the light of Christ within you. It helped my brother. You saw a perfect example.
Yes.
It helps us every day. Every day. I need that Ghost Holy. Every day, whatever you're doing, gardening, you're doing some trade, you're a doctor, you're an artist, I don't know, whatever trade you're in, a painter, it doesn't matter. If you're an athlete, you need the Jesus energy. Everybody, it energizes your body. Without that, you can't do nothing. He said, you can do nothing without me.
That's,
and it's talking about that power,
yes,
the Ghost Holy. That it's not talking about so much Jesus, the man, God, creator Jesus. It's talking about the Ghost Holy within us. That Ghost Holy is powerful. They used it in ancient times. Look at this Joshua. He was chanting the name. He was chanting Jehovah. Then he got the revelation, start chanting Jesus. Soon as he started chanting Jesus, what happened? The walls came tumbling down. How did he get that sun to stand still? Through Jesus' power. You know, all this stuff that happened, it was through Jesus. All these ancients, Moses used the power of Jesus. See, everybody thinks it's just all in the New Testament. Most of all these beings, these priests, these prophets, Ezekiel used the name of Jesus. All these beings, you know, even David knew of Jah Jesus.
Right.
All of them knew of Jah Jesus in the Old Testament. We know Enoch did.
Yes.
The Enoch, the first one that transfigured, he knew of that powerful name of Jah Jesus. He had his whole city taken up in the great Puget Sound, northeast of USA, Washington State, taken up because of Jah Jesus. He left his son here, Methuselah, here to be one person that can continue with that knowledge and information, but the whole city was taken up because of Jah Jesus. They were in love with that energy, that energy that's omnipresence. I mean, everybody, look at Solomon. People just know him about all the wise. This, he said he's the wisest man. You know why? He knew of Jah Jesus, the eternal spirit.
Yes.
He built his temple of Jah Jesus energy. The angels showed him how to build that temple, that it will last forever, that the things will just coagulate because of they using energy. They're using neutrons and protons.
Electron.
They're not building like men, Bill, you know.
Yes.
He knew the secrets of that energy. That's why everybody wanted to seek King Solomon. That's why he was wise. He wasn't wise because he had all these wives. He was wise because he knew of the cosmic energy. He knew how to use it. Then you have David. Then you get on like Shadrach, Meshach, and the great Negro. You have them. They knew about it. They tried to, they got cast into the fire, and then they saw a fourth one like the Son of God in there. They were into Jah Jesus. Daniel, definitely a seventh spirit, was into Jah Jesus. He was into Jah Jesus. Then you have Melchizedek that looked like the Son of God and was with Abraham's day, and he was likened to the Son of God. He wasn't the Son of God. He, you know, he had a priesthood after the Son of God, you know, but he was into Jah Jesus. See, this Jah Jesus has been around all the time. It's nothing new. It's the most ancient God.
Yes.
You know, everybody keeps saying Buddhism. No, 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 no.
What about Jah Krishna?
No.
5,000
years? No, no. Zoroaster? No, no.
Okay.
None of these.
Mohammed?
No, no. What's that one in Egypt? No.
Osiris?
No. No, no, none of these gods is
Thor.
Thor, no.
Thunder God,
nope. None of these gods is more ancient than Jah Jesus. He's the most ancientest God. He's been around the longest. Remember, he came from the source of energy. His body was created by energy, by Holy Spirit,
yes.
Just like the Father. Him and the Father came out almost the same time of energy.
Yes.
Can you believe that? Him and the Father, that's why he's so high. Him and the Father came out at the same time as this cosmic energy, this Holy Ghost energy. They came out of that, you know, that energy. They were formed into that energy for we can have a distinct being that we can see on this planet Earth. Like our Heavenly Father, Allah Jehovah, said, I love this planet. It's always action going on.
Right.
Did you hear about this, brother? Did you hear about it? I said, yeah, I heard about that. He said, you know what? I don't like Jupiter's 2 miles. I like planet Earth. Earth has a lot of stuff going on. This and that. I said, it does, brother. Look at this. Did you hear about that? I said, hey, I know all this stuff is going on. He said, man, they in terrible trouble. I said, but they got Jah Jesus. He said, you got that right, baby.
That's right.
That's the name of power. That's the name of authority. That's the name that you need to use all the time. I don't care what kind of situations you're in, my loving brothers and sisters. Use the name of power.
Yes.
Mean it. Have confidence. You praise that name. Worship that name. The name
Amen.
Of power. You use that name, devils will run. Negative stuff will flee. It's been so many, many, many testimonies about the power of Jah Jesus. When tornadoes came, the house is standing. All other houses around it have gone down. The power of that name is just so magnificent. We can't stress that power. When you say that name, angels attend you. You got destroying angels. You got judgment angels. You got ministering angels. All kind of angels. Then you got God that attend you. Then you got the Holy Spirit by using that name.
That's
then,
right.
Too, when you use that name, all your molecules, atoms in your body vibrate. They start to come up. They start to just to vibrate. When you start seeing Jah Jesus, it's an excitement in your body chemistry. Remember, your DNA is stamped and imprinted with Jah Jesus.
Yes.
So when you say that, that's why everybody say Jah Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ, oh, Jesus. You never see him say Muhammad. You never see him say Krishna. You never see him say Allah. You never see him say Buddha. You never hear him say nothing else. They always say Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus is imprinted in their consciousness, is imprinted in every DNA cell of their body. So they got it in it. See, we have it in it. We have the imprint of Jesus' DNA in us. All we have to do is recognize it. All we have to do is pray to Jah Jesus. All we have to do is worship Jah Jesus. Yes. And as we worship and praise Jah Jesus and ask for his Holy Spirit, he will pour out that energy. Basically, it's divine cosmic energy that he'll pour on you. And after that energy comes and energizes you, and then you're on your way, because then you're in tune with the universe. You have the power. You have the authority because Jesus is in you. The devils will start to run from you. Your life will change. You remember back in the day in the 70s how the drug addicts got killed. You know, they got cured through what? The power of the Holy Ghost. Many drug addicts, many people who had all kinds of witchy spirits, anything, they got healed and cured. They had ailments, all kind of ailments. Got Shambach, late Shambach.
Right.
Yeah, Holy Ghost. Back in the day, Holy Ghost. Tent meetings got many people saved. Many people got delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost from all kinds of disease, ailments, everything. As a matter of fact, they have this brother man still in Africa that's doing it.
Reinhard
Bonnke. He's doing it in Africa. Thousands of Muslims are coming to Jesus Christ because you have people like mermaids. There's a such thing, mermaids turning back into human right before your eyes. Now, if you see something like that, surely you're going to know it's a power and it's a God, and they're going to start praising God, Jesus, and they praise for hours and even days
and weeks.
They're praising nonstop because they see the miracle. They see it. They see it right in front of their eyes, the power of that name. That name has authority. So there's no gimmick on this. Some people think they're Jesus. There's only one Jesus, and that's Jesus of Nazareth.
That's right.
That's it.
Yep,
if people else say that, don't look at them. It's only one Jesus of Nazareth. That's it. And matter of fact, you should be, your hope should be in the Ghost Holy, not on seeing Jesus of Nazareth. He can make appearance to you, but Jesus wants you to get into his Ghost Holy. Remember, the Father turned flips. Jesus jump up and down when you get into his Ghost Holy. He's happified because you're in tune with the infinite source of the universe. And once you're in tune to that, you have all power by using his name, all authority, because you are in the Christ vibration. And when you're in the Christ vibration, you know what to do. We don't have to tell you, like America, a lot of people are not taking showers. We don't have to tell you to take a shower. You know to take a shower. You know what's right and wrong. We don't have to tell you. You should have that in you anyway, because everybody has that in them anyway. They should know right and wrong. You should know not to go around shooting people. You should know not to covet your brother's wife. You should know all that stuff automatically. But some people have just drowned that out. They do what they want to do. But when you have the Ghost Holy, it's really more vivid. It's more alive. You definitely, you'll hear the voice of Jesus Christ in you. It will tell you. It will talk to you. It will commune to you. It will tell you when you do good, and it will scold you when you do wrong. So you need that power. That's a power of Jesus,
baby. You get that right, baby, because like we said yesterday, the other yesterweeks, on the Romans, the 13th chapter, verse 14, it says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for negativity, or make not provisions for the lust of the flesh. Now notice the scripture, the apostolic scripture, say, put ye on. You put ye on, that's the light of Jesus Christ. And the light of Jesus Christ has a divine name. And we just telling you over and over, the name of the light of Christ is Jesus Christ, or Jesus. You see, sweetheart, a lot of people have allergic problems with the name of Jesus. And we know why. Because if you're not drawn by the Father, you're not going to see it. You see? Because in Jesus' scriptures, he said, all those that have heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. And him that cometh unto me, Jesus Christ, I will in no wise cast out. So it's imperative that we get wrapped up in the power of the Spirit. You know, my loving brother, I had a good experience last night at Mabutaba. I had some CDs made by my beautiful daughter, Her Royal Majesty, Lord Mashiach. And I'm so thankful when I heard those musical songs of Yanni. You know, a lot of people know who Yanni is, classical praise songs, and they did a tribute to India. And when I heard that again, and they had the Carol of the Bells on there with the organ music, and they had that the Handel's Messiah, Alleluia chorus, I didn't realize I was praising for 4.5 hours straight. And I didn't get mad. And so as I was praising Jesus, the eternal energy, the great music was so powerful, it brought Jesus Christ down from heaven. And in my room, there he appeared in glory with his beautiful fluorescent white hair. Not an old man, but his hair was white because it was lit up with the Christ-like energy. And then he looked like a creamsicle. What do I mean? He looked orange, fire, and his face was flaming glow with fire. And the eyes were, I can't say, glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. You see, sweethearts, what I witnessed was the power of the Son of God. And out of all that glory in my room that lit up, and I saw all the white light, even in blind eyes. And in that manifestation and the glory of the music, I was in love and still is in love. And in all the glory of God's great Son, he pointed to the Holy Ghost and said, all this fire you magnify, I did my thing. I'm out of here. I do visitations, but I want you, sweetie, to stay focused on the Holy Ghost. Because if you stay continuously focused on the Holy Ghost, your eyes will see great as I see. Oh, that was so bad. I can't talk anymore.
Glory. Now, Jesus, baby. Oh, Jesus. And you see, as my brother said, that Ghost Holy is the most powerful force in the universe. It's a force. It's a force. It's an energy. You become energized, just like I can use, like I said before, on Star Trek, how they become energized. You see how they become atomized and then they disappear? You become atomized. When you get that Ghost Holy, you become atomized. Your whole being becomes atomized with that. And it becomes just, pretty soon, some people, they become atomized. They used to become transfigured just right then and there.
Yes.
It depends where you are in your level of consciousness. But you become atomized, and then some people can levitate. You're talking about levitation. Some people can do all kinds of things with this atomized body, just like the children of Israel. They were atomized. They were walking in atomized. All atoms was around was alive. You
that's
know,
right.
it was atomized, so it's alive. And so you walk around, that's why they got judged very severely, because they walked around in that atomized, then they were complaining about this and about that, and remember, their clothes grew with them. They never wore out. What is that? That's atomized.
Atomized energy.
Atomized energy.
Yes.
Their shoes never wore out. They could have, if they obey the laws of Jah Jesus, remember Jah Jesus on the scene there too.
Yes.
If they obey the laws of Jah Jesus, they could have been transfigured. You know, a few of them were, but most of them, they didn't, because they wanted to go and do the old things they used to do. They weren't into the transfiguration, the Christ, the Ghost Holy. Even though it was around them, you know, just like we have it around us.
Yes.
But if you don't catch it, and you're not glorifying it, and you're not praising it, and you're not just getting excited about it, it's not going to do any good. You know, so somebody right next to you could have it, and you don't have it. You could be right next door to them, and they could be a dead duck, and you're a lively stone, and it could be your brother, it could be your mother. It doesn't matter. It's an individual account. It's, everything is individual. Everybody is looking for the second coming of Jesus. Do you know what that is? The second coming is basically, it's just a lightning flash from the east. That's the energy. That's the ghost holy. Jesus don't really have to come back. He may come back. They say he will. But first, this earth has to be purified. It has to be purified through the ghost holy. You're going to have earthquakes. You're going to have this. You're going to have shifting of climatic changes. You're going to have all kinds of changes. But if you're into the ghost holy, it will tell you where to go. It will protect you. And then as you become purified, then when the Son of Man, Jesus do appear, you'll be like him. You can stand the rays of light, that bright light that my brother saw. He will come in his glory, and you can be with him, because right now, most of the people can't stand. They would die if they saw his glory. They can't take it. So you have to be purified by the ghost holy. You have to. That's why, see, most ministers are not preaching that, because when you get the ghost holy, you have everything you need. You don't need us. You don't need the pimp preachers. You don't need anybody but the ghost holy. Remember, the ghost holy would teach you the scriptures. It would guide you what books to read. It would guide, it would tell you what it means. It's the ghost holy that would be the revelator. It would be the quickening of the Holy Ghost. It would tell you what's true and not true. Like when I'm speaking here, most people feel it. They know it's true because the ghost holy in them is telling them it's true. That's why we have over a billion people listening, because they know the ghost holy is telling the truth, and they want to be free. And the pimp preacher, he wants his pimp money. So he's going to keep telling you some lies to get you keep coming there, depend on him. No, cursed is him that depend on the arm of flesh. That's, you depend on arm of flesh. You got to depend on the ghost holy. That's the God that's in you and all around you. That's what you got to depend on. They don't, the Father, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus, they don't want you to depend on anybody but the ghost holy. Now is the age of consummation and fire. The ghost holy. That's the ghost in the three-dimensional realm, the energy. I call it the ghost, but it's the Holy Ghost. Right. Put a holy on that ghost. And so it's the Holy Ghost in this three-dimensional realm. And so by being in this three-dimensional realm, we in the Holy Ghost realm right now. So everything on the wicked is coming to the wicked, it's coming to the saints, it's there. It's up to us to change our mind and take it. You know, it's up to us to activate the principles. We have free will in Jesus' kingdom. And by free will, you can take it or you can leave it. It's up to you, you know. So you have a choice, and the choice is yours, Jesus, baby.
That's right, Jesus, baby. That is so real and such a thrill as a feel of a deal. You see, and you know, and in that experience I had last night with the Lord Jesus, he informed me that when I had the incident back in Ohio, when I was a young laddie, those who heard the program about the Beta Boy incident and John Eich, that they had the guns and they, you know, wanted me to do those crazy things. And when I was listening to the beautiful music of Yanni and the East Indian music that was playing, it brought my mind back to the ancient arts that I study and train, and how I learned in heaven under Jesus Christ as a spirit child, how I was shown the crane and how I was shown the tiger movement. And when I went toward that window at the Beta Boy's house, he saw me in the great position. He said, "You think, nigga, you're going to jump through that window, eh?" I says, "I think I might just do that." And so when the Jesus Christ energy brought that back to my mind, I said, "Ooh," he let me know. He said, "That power, it is through the power of Holy Ghost that caused the window to become atomized with the energy." And when the music went off in that Toca Disco in the house of in Ohio, and the window became atomized, and then I was able to go through it. And Jesus informed me, to let me know that was the Holy Ghost that took me through there, like a wormhole. And so that's what it is so imperative. Like my brother and I, we keep telling you, trust in the Holy Ghost. If you want a revival in your church, you need to come back to the Holy Ghost. I keep hearing religious programs on the airway. We need a revival. We need a revival. No, you need to listen to Son of God University and you'll get one. And we are a revival. The Son of God University is revival. And why are we revival? Because we follow the principles and the direction of the Holy Ghost, the power on the all every coast. We trust in this great power that Jesus Christ is in love with. And so if Jesus Christ praised that power, humans are supposed to praise that power also. How long will you be stiff-necked-minded? This is imperative to be wrapped up in this great love affair with the great crystallized energy. You see, some of the people in the church, people hear it, oh, that sounds like New Age. Wake up, fellas. We're into the personage of Jesus Christ, and we're also into the Holy Ghost. We believe what Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 17 through 20. He said, and they gathered around Jesus, and they held him by the feet, and they worshiped Jesus. And Jesus said, all power and all authority is given unto me in the heavens and the earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations and nationalities, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of age. Now, if you amplify that up, when Jesus spoke about the baptism, he said, go ye therefore and make awareness, consciousness of the vibration of the Father within you, and make the awareness of the vibration of the Son of God within you, and make the awareness of the vibration of the Holy Ghost within you. Be aware of the ultimate supreme energy that's in your superconscious mind, in your subconscious mind, and in your conscious mind. And lo, I am with you even unto the end and beyond. You see, the people have got word restricted, and they get killed by the letter because they don't see the words of Jesus taught by the Spirit. And when you see the teachings of Jesus Christ, the divine loving Lord of life, magnified and amplified by the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ Almighty, therefore you will be levitated, baby. Remember, the same Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead shall quicken our mortal bodies. Now, if you want to know the Easter story and excitement, the resurrection story, hear ye the truth now. I know Easter comes this year on April the 5th, on Sunday, and Palm Tree Sunday is on March 29th, I believe. So therefore, on the Palm Tree Sunday is when they went praising Jesus, riding through the city at Jerusalem, and they honored him as King and Lord. Now, and the people say, some of the Pharisees and some of the hardcore, they said, why do the people praise you? And they keep on praising you. Shouldn't they praise Jehovah or God Jehovah? He said, hey, the people, they got to praise me. I'm the Lord of this earth. I was sent down here by the Father. I own this planet. And if the people don't praise me, the volcanic activities would rise. The rocks would cry out. Meteor showers would come to the earth. And so, therefore, it's imperative, sweethearts, that we magnify this divine light of Christ. We love you, sweetheart, the canon. We worship you, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love, Jesus Christ. We glorify you, Jesus Christ. Now, sweethearts, I tell you, I inspire you, I implore you to really get into this divine Holy Spirit, because this Holy Spirit takes care of your physical body, it takes care of your mind, your soul, and your heart. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Glorify the Holy Spirit. My brother will take you out in prayer with the Holy Spirit as we say good night. Christ Jesus bless you, and may the light of Christ energize you forever.
We thank you, divine Christ light, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jah Jesus, the most powerful name. It is the powerful name of the universe. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. We gratify you. We thank you for your love substance that's within us. We thank you for the forgiveness substance that's within us. We thank you for all these traits that's within the Spirit of God, which is Jah Jesus Spirit that's within us as we get your divine Holy Spirit. Thank you for your divine Holy Spirit. Thank you that it's closer than hands and feet. Thank you that it's always with me. It always guides me. It always protects me. It always is there when I need him. And we thank you that you are there all the time. Even when I'm sleeping, you are there. You are protecting me. You are going through my veins with your energy. You are energizing my body. You are energizing the youthness through my body. Thank you for that. Thank you for healing my body. You are a healing ray, the blue ray, the Christ ray, the healing ray, the Christ light ray. We thank you for that. Thank you for gratitude. You are that gratitude ray. Thank you for putting gratitude into our heart. It's you who gives us gratitude. It's you who gives us love. We can't do it. It's you who forgives us and who gives us the love to forgive others. Thank you for that. Thank you for your presence, your omnipresence throughout the earth. Thank you for the people who are in heavenly realm that are listening to us. Thank you to the people who are in heavenly, hellish realm that are listening to us. Bless them. May they know the power of Jah Jesus, baby.